Welcome to those who've joined us on Facebook. Welcome to the standing room only crowd until they sit down, right? Thank you. So tonight feels like an off night, but it's not going to be an off night because we're declaring it not to be an off night, even though it feels like an off night. But it's still how we feel is irrelevant. Because remember, it's more important to look good than to feel good, and you look marvelous. We got a No Shave November thing happening in the back here. You got to show them. All right, so welcome everyone. So for those of you who haven't been with us in a while, look at that. We got them rolling in. I see Janice and Lacey and Greg and Ralph, Mark and Gloria Burton, John Taylor, Earl Winston, Mary Cruz. Welcome. Welcome. Well, we would be elated to have your prayers, especially this evening, because the practice, is probably the best way to say it. But by the grace of God, we will get through. We will get through and enjoy it while we're doing it. Because it's all about Him. It's all about praising the Lord. So for those of you who haven't been with us in a while, remember we did a prayer request. I'll be glancing back at the screen here, grating down as we can. We'll do a message after some of this. And Tom is kind enough to be clicking for us. Thank you, Tom. So get some words on the screen. In this time of desperation, when all we know is doubt and fear, there is only one salvation. This broken generation, when all is dark, You help us see. There is only one foundation. We believe, we believe, we believe in God the Father. We believe in Jesus Christ. We believe in the Holy Spirit, and He's given us new life. We believe in the crucifixion. We believe that He conquered death. We believe in the resurrection, and He's coming back again. We believe.
So let our faith be more than anthems, greater than the songs we sing. In our weakness and temptations, we believe,
we believe in God the Father. We believe in Jesus Christ. We believe in the Holy Spirit, and He's given us new life. We believe in the crucifixion. We believe that He conquered death. We believe in the resurrection, and He's coming back again. Let the lost be found and the dead be raised. In the here and now, and the loving made. Let the church live out our common say. We believe, we believe. We believe in Jesus Christ. We believe in the Holy Spirit, and He's given us new life. We believe in the crucifixion. We believe that He conquered death. We believe in the resurrection, and He's coming back. He's coming back again. He's coming back again.
Indeed. Okay, we decided on cover on this one, didn't we? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. There we enter this one. So fear. Whom shall I fear? No one, right? Because the Word of God tells us we should fear no one, for when we trust God to take care of all this stuff, God does it. God takes care.
You hear me when I call. You are my morning song. Though darkness fills the night, it cannot hide the light. Whom shall I fear?
You crush the enemy underneath my feet. You are my sword and shield, though trouble lingers still. Whom shall I fear?
I know who goes before me. I know who stands behind. The God of angels' armies is always by my side. The one who reigns forever, he is a friend of mine. The God of angels' armies is always by my side.
Strength is in your name, for you alone can save. You will deliver me, yours is the victory. Whom shall I fear? Whom shall I fear?
I know who goes before me. I know who stands behind. Is always by my side. The one who reigns forever, he is a friend of mine. The God of angels' armies is always by my side.
And nothing foreign against me shall stand. You hold the whole world in your
before me. I know who stands behind. The God of angel armies is always by my side. The one who reigns forever, he is a friend of mine. The God of angels armies is always by my side. I know who goes before me. I know who stands behind.
Else is rolling in here with us. I see Michelle Gray and Faith Edwards. God bless you guys. Glad you can join up. Owing up with us. Remember, we're taking prayer requests, so type them in the comments, and we'll be elated to go through that. Tom, this is we're actually on Sunday. We're going to do this as the call to worship, so it'll be what I call the shortened version. But tonight we're going to do the regular version of it. So, in other words, if you kind of get lost, don't worry about it. because you can
see.
Well, so are we.
Because most of the words are burning me, burning me, burning me, burning me, burn in me, and burning me. I love this song, though. We just love it.
Holy One, burn in me.
Brenda's going to make that song go on. This is the song that never ends. We like the long version of that. It's all fun. It's all good. It's all good. Karen, we're not going to do Rise Up on this tonight, right? That's fine. I thought you requested that. Okay. So it is Thursday.
Thursday.
Thank you.
Thursday.
It is Thursday. And I don't have Bruce here because Bruce is in Florida. Because Bruce
and
was here on
the
Wednesday.
Don't worry, he said it's so cold down there. It was like a low in the 50s the other day. So.
A low in the 50s. Oh,
yeah.
Shucks.
I know. I felt so bad for him.
We got down to what? 9 degrees, I think, is what I saw 2 mornings ago. 9 degrees. And so let's see. Fall, we had like 2 days of fall, right? We kind of went from summer, 2 days of fall, winter. Welcome to Cincinnati, Ohio.
Where are you going to go with that?
Actually, you know, one of the things I like to do when I'm being introduced into a crowd, whatever, you know, when I'm speaking in front of official, oh, never mind. I was born and raised in Cincinnati, Ohio. Ta-dum-pa. Thank you. Yeah, you'll get that. You'll be used to it. Thank you for covering what you did.
He was just waiting for the joke.
So, yeah.
Hey!
That was better. That was much better timed. Much better timed. Okay, yes. We did very well. Very nice. Whew, okay, we have a guest. We have an official guest. Mr. Pastor Jeff Raker will be here this Sunday. And his message is actually titled "It's Not About You," which of course is a song that immediately comes to mind that we've done before. However, that's not the song we're going to do for the special, because I know he's going to be talking about getting out there and sharing the news. And this is one that I put Christian lyrics to back in April of 2018. I guess that wasn't that terribly long ago, was it? A year and a half or so ago?
I was here, Joe.
You were here. You were here, so let's have some fun with it. Go for it, Brandon.
Reaching out to Jesus as we begin to fly. Oh,
good. It's all good indeed, isn't it? Who else has rolled in here with us? I'm seeing Phil and Wanda. Wanda, I'm pointing to you. That Wanda. Phil and Wanda have joined us. Wayne Eastep's hanging out. Chip is watching. Todd is joined. Okay, so that's one. Yeah, that one song. But we're not going to do that song yet if we do it at all. We're still kind of winging on that one. Closing's going to be This World Is Not My Home. You know, and if Bruce was here, but he's in 50-something, 70-something, you can keep playing.
This world is not my home. I'm just passing through. My treasures are laid up somewhere beyond the blue. The angels beckon me through heaven's open door, and I can't feel at home in this world anymore.
Lord, you know I have no friend like you. If heaven's not my home, then Lord, what will I do? The angels beckon me from heaven's open door, and I can't feel at home in this world. Just over in glory land, and I don't expect to stop until I shake her hand. She's waiting now for me in heaven's open door, and I can't feel at home in this world anymore. Oh Lord, I have no friend like you. If heaven's not my home, then Lord, what will I do? The angels beckon me from heaven's open door, and I can't feel at home in this world anymore.
Just over in glory land, we live eternally. The saints on every hand are shouting victory. Their songs of sweetest praise drift back from heaven's shore, and I can't feel at home in this world anymore.
Oh Lord, you know I have no friend like you. If heaven's not my home, then Lord, what will I do? The angels beckon me from heaven's open door, and I can't feel at home in this world anymore. Feel at home in this world anymore.
Well, no, he has to change his card.
That's right, I gave you the wrong message.
He didn't give me the right message. If he picks up that guitar, we're gonna muddle our way through it.
Okay.
We'll do that one on Sunday, so Todd.
It was already off. I had to smack it.
Oh, it was off. Okay, good. All right, we're stopping on that one. This next song needed more work, mostly vocally. Todd, hint, if you're still watching. All right, give me a second to change microphones. We'll see what else we got in here. Scott. Okay, so Chip has a message for Scott. He said, looking good with the hat on. Here, Scott, you need to go over a little closer to the camera and let him see the rest of your face. Seriously, walk over there. Walk over there for him while I'm putting my mic on here. That's okay. So this is Scott. You hardly see Scott because he's hanging out back in the drums. Actually, you hardly see Karen, who just stood up, too. And Karen, you should put your face over there, too, so you can compare. My point. That's my point. Her beard to yours. Compare. Perfect. So what do they call this? No Shave November? Is that right? What'd you say, Movember? Is that what it's called? I don't know. I just don't have enough to. I've been told there's an Indian in the woodpile or something. So I just don't have that much.
Back in the drum section, it's just lazy morning November.
Yes. Okay. Oh, all right. Is that what you? Okay. So he's over
mine
here.
Mine was forcefully removed.
It started. Okay. So his was starting off as see how long it doesn't aggravate you, but then you move into see how long it doesn't aggravate someone else. I can work with this.
Mine said they're not shaving until February. Is that right?
There we go. Not till February.
Mine aren't shaving until February.
Whoa.
That's what they said.
Can you hear me now? Yes, you can. Yikes. Let's take care of that.
That's a whole other year. We don't know what happens then.
Indeed. Here we go. Let's grab a few things here. Let's see what we can find. You're working. Oh, my. So last week we were at Christ the Prince of Peace, which was a lot of fun. And then we did the Emmaus gathering at the same church on Saturday, which is even more fun because we love playing with the Emmaus group. Because the Emmaus group gets their groove on. It's kind of like the ladies that sit in front here, right? Okay, we had one lady actually dancing. Out front dancing. You know, not just in where they were sitting. She actually came out. It was a lot of fun. It's a lot of fun to get into all that stuff. Oh my! So anyway, it's Thursday night again. Always fun to be back at Ross, taking the trip onto the road. It's a lot of work to go on the road, actually, setting things up and doing this, that, and the other thing. So how's everybody's week so far? Steven, you're looking good this week? Excellent. That's what we go for. Somehow I'm just kind of just... It didn't work. Tom? Open. Let's see where we end up. Tom's doing the opening here for me. He's opening up the Bible, see where he ended up landing here. Daniel! Excellent. Daniel chapter 2. God's guiding you nicely. We're going to zoom right into Daniel chapter 2, verse 24, which is Daniel when he's interpreting a dream. Dream interpretation is a lot of fun. I've done... You did what? You talked to Daniel today at a funeral home. Talked to a person named Daniel. It's all the more appropriate that you would open this up to Daniel. Good for you. That is neat. When I was first healed, received my physical healing in July of 2008. After I received that healing and I started to lay hands and see healing for people. Through the power in Jesus' name, obviously. But when that was happening, one of the things that God started just downloading a lot of dreams to me. And I ended up getting a hold of I got an electronic version. I got a spreadsheet from, it was Barbie Breathitt. I think you turned me on to it, if I remember right. Barbie Breathitt. She was down in Harrison once and the like, too. And anyway, so I had her spreadsheet to help with the dream interpretation. It's been pretty neat. A lot of people that I've interpreted dreams for over the years have commented how accurate that was, that's all from God, because there's a lot of different ways you can go with dreams. Well, let's see where Daniel is. So Daniel's interpreting a dream. So remember at this point, there was a king just read it here. Then Daniel went to Arioch, whom the king had appointed to execute the wise men of Babylon, and said to him, do not execute the wise men of Babylon, take me to the king. I should tell you what happens prior to this. So what happened was the king had a dream, and he pretty much said, if none of you guys can't, my wise men are supposed to be able to interpret dreams. Thanks, guys. He said, the wise men are supposed to be able to do that. They couldn't. He said,
if you can't, I just don't need you anymore. He's going to execute them all. He's going to wipe them all out. So now at this point, Daniel's saying, well, hold on. Don't execute him yet. So again, Daniel 2, verse 24. So he says, do not execute the wise men of Babylon. Take me to the king, and I will interpret his dream for him. And Arioch took Daniel to the king at once and said, I have found a man among the exiles from Judah who can tell the king what his dream means. So the king asked Daniel, and the king actually had they'd given him a name in the native tongue there. They had called him Belshazzar. Belshazzar, and he says, are you able to tell me what I saw in my dream and interpret it? And Daniel replied, no wise man, enchanter, magician, or diviner can explain to the king about the king the mystery he has asked about, but there is a God in heaven who reveals mystery. So right away, Daniel, of course, is giving credit where it's due. You know, he's saying, yeah, I can have God speak through me and show you this. He has shown King Nebuchadnezzar what will happen in the days to come. Your dreams and visions that passed through your mind as you lay on your bed are also these. So this was, and actually something else I didn't mention prior to this happening. The king demanded that the wise men even tell him what his dream was. So it's not like the king said, here's my dream, somebody interpret. He said, you need to know my, I mean, wow. Okay, that's pretty high bar, isn't it? Obviously, so we had to get the supernatural in here. So in verse 29, he says, this is Daniel speaking to the king. He says, as you were lying there, O king, your mind turned to things to come. Actually, hold on a second. I forgot to turn my phone on so I could watch comments go by. I don't want to miss any prayer requests or anything that we might have on here. Getting ahead of myself, but that's okay. God is good. God is able. Chip said the beard looked fantastic on Scott. So that's good. Wouldn't look good on me, Chip. I'm glad we had Scott here with it. Okay. So anyway, he's going into this. He says, for me, this mystery has been revealed to me, not because I have greater wisdom than other living men, but so that you, O king, may know the interpretation and that you may understand what it means. There we went. Thought something didn't sound right. So that you may understand the means. So at that point, he's saying, okay, look, I'm going to go ahead and do this for you. Daniel's going to interpret the dream. Verse 31, he said, you looked, O king, and there before you stood a large statue, an enormous, dazzling statue, awesome in appearance. And the head of the statue was made of pure gold, its chest and arms of silver, its belly and things of bronze, its legs, its iron, its feet, partly of iron and partly of baked clay. And while you were watching, a rock was cut out, but not by human hands. And this rock struck the statue on its feet of iron and clay, and they were smashed. Then the iron, the clay, the bronze, the silver, and the gold were broken to pieces at the same time and became like chaff on a threshing floor in the summer. And the wind swept them away without leaving a trace. But the rock that struck the statue became a huge mountain and filled the whole earth. So now in verse 36, he said, this was the dream, and now we will interpret it. So this is pretty cool. At this point, God has revealed to Daniel, to the king, hey, this is the dream that you had. Remember, the king hadn't given any clues. And so at that point, wow, now he's going to explain what it means. This was a dream, and now we will interpret to the king. You, O king, are the king of kings. The God of heavens has given you dominion and power and might and glory, and in your hands he has placed mankind and the beasts of the field and the birds of the air. Wherever they live, he has made you ruler over them. You are that head of gold. Pretty impressive. It said, after you, another kingdom will rise, inferior to yours. And next, a third kingdom, one of bronze, will take over the whole earth. Finally, there will be a fourth kingdom, strong as iron, for iron breaks and smashes everything. And as iron breaks things to pieces, so it will crush and break all the others. And just as you saw that the feet and toes were partly baked clay and partly of iron, so this would, that says this will be a divided kingdom. Yet it will have some of the strength of iron in it, even as you saw iron mixed with clay. And as the toes were partly iron and partly clay, so this kingdom will be partly strong and partly brittle. And just as you saw the iron mixed with the baked clay, so the people will be a mixture and will not remain united any more than the iron mixes with clay. And that's actually a pretty good time to stop there too, or take a pause. And so the people will be a mixture and will not remain united any more than iron mixes with clay. a lot of things that Daniel predicted, are written in the book of Daniel, carry over into Revelation also, you know, into eternal prophecy. And we see a lot of that happen even here in the United States. Well, of course, across the world, of course. You know, there's a lot of polarization, you know, that happens right now. And that's kind of what he's saying. There's not that mix. So in Daniel 2, verse 44, in the time of those kings, I gotta check out this microphone. It seems like it's going funky on me. In the time of those kings, the God of heaven will set up the kingdom that will never be destroyed, nor will it be left to another. It will crush all of those kingdoms and bring them to an end, but itself will endure forever. So, of course, right now we're talking about the kingdom of God, right? Enduring forever. And then in verse 45, it said, this is the meaning of the vision of the rock that was cut out of the mountain, not by human hands. Remember, there was a rock that came and smashed the statue. He says, a rock broke the iron, the bronze, and the clay, and the silver, and the gold to pieces. And the great God... Okay, now I'm convinced. Now I'm convinced. Now I'm convinced this is crazy. When in doubt, use other microphones. Figure out what's wrong with that one later. It's probably a battery. It's been a long time for the battery. But anyway, he's talking about how the kingdom endures forever, and he says the great God has shown the king what will take place in the future. So at that point, the king's dream was way well beyond his lifetime, obviously. But he's saying, look, here's what you've got together. He says, you're like number one. You are number one in here. There's going to be a lot of kingdoms that are going to rise over the years. And then there's going to be this where people are not united. They're all mixed together, and they're not of a common core, a common belief. That was a fun one. That was a fun one, Daniel. I'm kind of inclined just to kind of let that stop there instead of going anywhere else. A lot of times I'll jump into the New Testament to see, but that's worth just kind of stopping right there. So for those of you who do get dreams, there's a lot of great ways to do for interpretation. And then for those watching on Facebook, especially, if you wanted to send me a message, if you got any dreams for interpretation, I'd be happy to look those over for you and share what God lays on my heart. Because I've been getting some interesting dreams of late, too. One last night, of all things, there was a man wearing a red star, and his name was Ken. Okay? Ken Starr. going back to the Clinton prosecution and all that. You remember that? Yeah. That's interesting that God laid that on my heart. I knew that'd get you excited. Okay, well, I didn't get that in my dream. But anyway, a lot of times dreams are what your brain is just simply processing what's taken in the day, but other times dreams have more prophetic meanings. So it's fun. It's good stuff. Good stuff. Let's see if I got any other prayer. Oh, we got one from Keith Martin. And Keith, we are certainly lift you up. He's not been feeling well. He's been having I think he described it as kind of some digestion and heart, just kind of ugh, you know. I would probably, he didn't describe it like this, but I would almost describe it like an elephant sitting on your chest type of a thing. And I'm not talking heart attack thing. It just feels heaviness. It's a heaviness, and that garbage has got to go. And I got to grab my piece of paper, so I'm going to spin this over to Tom so he can share. Say hello. Good to see you, Tom. What's going on, Tom?
Hello. Well, a couple weeks ago, we were able to take a trip to St. Thomas in the Virgin Islands. There's still homes down there that haven't been rebuilt, still buildings that haven't been rebuilt. Two. The one fire department was kind of blown away. And they now have a new fire department with three new trucks. So that paid off for them. One of the police departments, there's two different locations, and the one was hit and totally destroyed. So they're all merged into one building now. But one of the saddest things I saw was one of the churches. It was totally opened up on one end, that you could see completely in the church. And I remember seeing it the past 16 or more years that we've been there. It was a beautiful church. And just one end was totally taken out. And I really don't know where the people are going now, but it doesn't look like they've started to rebuild at all. And I think that's one of the things that we need to pray for, that that church will be able to be restored. You know, there's not a lot of money there to a lot of the island people. They live on tourism, the different shops and things. But that was so sad to see that. You know, people can lose a home. They can be rebuilt as long as they're okay. But it was just that the church was kind of taken out. So that would be my wish tonight for the prayers for the people in St. Thomas, the ones that lost their church.
Hello. I really don't have any specific prayer requests tonight. Things are going well. Yes, things are going well. So, Sally is having trouble with her toe. Next to her big toe, and it's climbing up over her big toe. It's weird, and I've seen that before, and this other person had to have surgery because it had grown that way. Anyway, we are confessing and professing that it's going to straighten out the way it's supposed to be. So that's my prayer request for the night.
Steven, good to see you.
Hey. So how's it going?
Party time.
Okay. Well, basically, I'm only about 5 weeks, so actually 5 months now, and I finally got my degree.
5 months to get more.
That's right. Five months.
Excellent. One day, one victory at a time.
Yep. So, and after that, I'll probably just go and find a job somewhere. I don't know what, but the next job is going to have a living wage, and that means that, and I don't know how long I'll work the next job, but I do have a goal of just going out to L.A. and just trying to sell my script. And if I can just do that, I don't even win, pass, or fail. I just want to do it, just to see if it'll happen. So, and that's my prayer request, because I just got to see if it'll work. And if it doesn't, well, I... That's right. It's a Disney script. It would be interesting because I see a problem that needs to be solved. And so far, even the Disney execs say they don't know how to solve it storyline-wise. So I'm gonna attempt to do something. Correct. It's Oswald. So we need to figure it out. Yes, and I do think that, he is the first true Disney character, not Mickey. And it's so essentially the only prayer request I have is so that I can actually just save that character, bring him back up so that he's on the equal level. He'll probably not be the icon that Mickey is. However, he's going to become a different type of icon. There's actually been a character named Zack Fair in the Final Fantasy VII series. And according to the fans of that particular gaming series, he's actually, he's not the star of the main, and I'm actually, in a way, I'm kind of making a comparing, contrasting between a character of a video game series and Oswald. Now, you see, Mickey is actually the main character of the Disney franchise. Now, the thing is, in the Final Fantasy VII franchise, there's this other character named Cloud Strife. He's the main character. Now, for some reason, the fans feel that Zach Fair's story is even more inspiring than Cloud's, because even though that he didn't really get much screen time, if at all, in the main game, the storyline of Zach Fair is even more inspiring, and he's ranked even higher than the main character of the main campaign. So what I'm attempting to do is to actually bring the character of Oswald above Mickey, at least from a storyline aspect, from a inspirational aspect, not from a marketing aspect. So the thing is, if I can do that, then I've won.
It's good to have dreams, Steve. Good to have dreams. Let me see if anything else came in on Facebook prayer-wise. We already got Keith Martin. Let me make sure I didn't miss something. You know, I went back and looked at one of the last Facebook Lives I was on, and for some reason there were some comments that had run through that I just flat missed, but they're not coming up on here, so hopefully we got them all this time. If not, God knows our hearts. We have some Walk to Emmaus stuff that's actually coming up here soon. The young ladies and young men with called Chrysalis Flights will have one in the weekend in January. That is, I always get my days wrong. What's the holiday in Martin Luther King, right? Martin Luther King. So that weekend is the young ladies' walk. It'll be in Lebanon, or it's a flight, is what they call it. And then on President's Day weekend in February, which is actually Valentine's Day weekend, as the timing works out. So that's going to be the young men's flight, of which I'll be working that one. I'm on the music lead on that, so I'll be leading the music team, and we'll have good with that. So obviously prayers for all of that. And tomorrow, actually, we're going to be looking at a camp for the actual walk. Our walks, the men and women's walk to Emmaus, is scheduled probably for the end of April. Around the end of April or early May, depending on how the scheduling looks. But I'm actually going out to, Camp Kern. Camp Kern is where I'm going out to walk through. You've been to Camp Kern out in Oregonia? Yeah. So we're going to check that out. So it could be interesting. Keith actually has added a little more here. Keith writes, he says, I'm also hoping that I won't be alone again during the holidays. And from now on, he said, for several years I've spent them alone because he can't travel very far from our house. Well, brother, we're definitely lifting you up, my friend, because the holidays, I know, can be really hard on a lot of people. And to your point, especially those who can't get out and about. So for those of you who can't get out and about, make sure you go and visit those who can't. So let's see if we can't get in a circle here then, and see what we can bring together. It's going more of a square this time, isn't it? It'll be a square. It'll be a square. We'll squeeze a little bit like that so we can get our Facebook people to look at stuff. Thank you, my friend. Oh, so Lord, sometimes just things. Sometimes things confuse us. Sometimes things disappoint us. Sometimes things bring us great joy. Other times it brings a good laugh. Other times it brings sorrow. But still, God, you're always there. You're always there in the midst of all these things, Lord. So, Lord, I thank you in your glorious name for the great joy and peace that you give us because you love us. Because you love us so much. For God, you are able. You're an awesome and amazing God. I thank you, Lord, for the dreams and visions that you give us. I thank you for Stephen's dreams. It's awesome. Yep. It's awesome to have dreams. And I thank you, Lord, for blessings upon them. Let him get the FaceTime that he needs. Give him good favor. Good favor to just really enjoy that experience. And I thank you, Lord, you strengthen him and keep him focused on these last 5 months all the way to official graduation, and then bring him the job where you're looking to have him, Lord, where you need him, where his purpose is in this life. Because I thank you, Lord, that you're awesome and your great love for Stephen. It's a glorious thing. It's a glorious thing to be loved by the King of Kings and Lord of Lords. I was talking with a friend at work today, and And one of the things that people ask me many times is common amongst people is, so how are you today? And my reply of late have been, I'm blessed and amazed. I got another chance to either get it right or screw it up again. And so he looked at me and said, well, how'd you do? How'd you do yesterday? And I give him a look and I said, Romans 3:23. All have sinned and fall short of the glory of God. I said, I'm never going to make it. But by the grace of God, he gives us the strength and the forgiveness and says, okay, let's. I was the same guy. I always had a word of wisdom for him. You've heard the term practice makes perfect. And I really love what he said. He said, no, practice brings improvement. Well said. Well said, my friend Kevin Welsh. Well said, Kevin. Lord, I'm lifting up our brother Keith. Keith Martin, Lord, he has a great heart for you. And Lord, I know he's received physical and emotional healing. He's received that from you in the past. And Lord, I know that it's in your heart for him to be set free from this torment. So Lord, we come upon, standing upon your authority and your power. In the glorious name of Yeshua Christ Jesus, we command that all spirits, contrary to the word and the will of God, they leave Keith. Right now, leave him now in the name of Jesus Christ. So infirmity, you go. Depression and darkness, go. Just, Lord, just fill him with joy. And everyone else who's listening here, Lord, just chase away all the darkness. Let the light of Jesus in Keith and all listening here, let that light shine brighter and brighter right now. It just whoosh. Because, you know, the darkness cannot hang out where the light shines bright. When you walk into a room, you don't turn off the dark. You turn on the light. We're made to be vessels of light. We're molded in God's image. So, Lord, I thank you. Thank you. Make that light of Jesus in Keith just shine brighter and brighter now. As that darkness just goes, and gets out. It flees. It flees in the name of Jesus Christ. Thank you, Jesus. I thank you, Lord, for great joys and peace. I thank you for touching Sister Sally's foot. Taking care of this, whatever this toe is trying to do, Lord, we thank you that every muscle, every tendon, every ligament, every bit of the bones and nerves, whatever just needs to relax and go right back where it belongs. Right back where it belongs, Lord. Just let it just roll back right where it belongs. Whatever's been causing that, Lord, just undo it. Undo it. It shall cause it no more. No more. Because she's the love child of the King of Kings, the Lord of Lords. I thank you, Lord, for that great heart of compassion that our brother Tom has, especially in his visits. His visit there in St. Thomas, Lord, there's still a lot of devastation there, even from a couple years back, and it's a hard thing. We live in, a country that is just, we're spoiled. It's just that simple. We're spoiled, and because we're spoiled, and I know some of you listening right now say, "Boy, Greg, I'm not spoiled." I'm like, no, actually, you are. If you have money for a phone to be able to, or a computer, anything to watch and listen to this right now, you're way better off than so many of these other people in this world. If you've got a penny in your pocket, a simple penny in your pocket, you're better off than 90% of the people in this world. And you're thinking, but I don't feel like it. But hey, guys, come on. Come on, it's God. It's God. It's faith. You're loved. You're loved. And as tough as you think you might have it here in America, it's way rougher in other places. But because we get so comfortable here, what do we end up doing? We end up putting our attention on other things that don't matter. In the end, don't matter. So, Lord, I thank you for the church, especially the churches, and in particular the one church that Tom is lifting up here, Lord. He mentioned that he'd been there for many years. It was a beautiful church. So I thank you, Lord, that there's just some supernatural intervention where someone steps up and restores that. And the people receive the love and the joy and the peace that you created them to enjoy, Lord, and to worship you and to thank you. Just give great thanks. So I thank you, Lord, for amazement. Thank you, Lord, that you bring people, especially through this holiday season, Lord. I thank you that you bring people out to those who are to the shut-ins. Thank you, Lord, that you inspire them to do it more than just through the holidays. You can get out there and love, because isolation is a wicked tool of the enemy. It's one of the number one tools of the enemy, because when we're isolated, our minds wander and the devil can just go ahead and start tossing darts at us. and keeping our taking our focus off of Jesus and trying to turn the focus upon ourselves and oh, poor me. But Jesus came to set us free from these things and opened up that gateway straight to God via the power of the Holy Spirit. So I thank you, Lord, for your amazing grace and your love and your peace and your joy. Anything else? Say the Lord's Prayer, please. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts, as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever. Amen. Amen. Thank you. Thank you, everyone. Those watching on Facebook, glad you could hang out with us. Remember, your healing belongs to you, because what Jesus has done, as I'd mentioned earlier, if you got any dreams in that, send them to me. Send me a message on Facebook. I'll see what God lays on my heart for you with that. Make it a great and awesome week. We got Thanksgiving coming up here pretty soon, don't we? Gosh, we're going to have church here is going to have a Christmas dinner Thursday of December the 5th. So we'll be Facebook Live on that one on Thursday, December 5th. December 15th, we've got Judy Rambo and some of her friends coming in and doing their gospel. It's usually a trio. She has four this time. I think she has a trio, though, of gospel music. That'll be on Sunday, December 15th. It's going to be a lot of fun. So remember, have an awesome and amazing week. We love you. Your healing belongs to you. Make it a great week.